Welcome to Backstory Sessions. I'm your host, Matt. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Buddy, it's Kat, and I'm going to welcome you to this episode of Backstory Sessions. I'm joined today by my co-host, Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Kat. Hey, everyone. How are you?
Well, we should be sounding pretty good, I think, on this episode, because we have new sound equipment.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what happens here, because it's got, like, all kinds of buttons and dials and sliders, yeah, and more buttons, and so
you're just like in gadget heaven to get to push all those.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure it all out. So
So if we sound like Charlie Brown's teacher or whatever, you know, know that.
Yeah, you'll know that I screwed something up. So
yeah, I should, you know, if I could, I would just like talk like that the whole time, and then that way they would think that you messed mine up or something. That would be funny.
Well, I mean, it's certainly a possibility here, because I have, you know, it took me a couple minutes to get mine working. So,
well, I think we're probably sounding pretty good. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the backstory world.
So what do we have going on? Lots of,
we just
hit 50,000 downloads.
Yes, we did that, and that was great. And, you know, we're like already, 50? I mean, we're already another 1,000 or more. Like, it's just climbing right along.
Yeah, we're doing really well lately. And we're big in Ghana for some reason.
Yeah, so keep listening, Ghana, and also all your friends in other countries.
Nigeria. I think Nigeria was number 4 recently.
Well, hey, Nigeria. Like, hey, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's really cool. It is cool. Like, every time when you tell me the, you know, the countries or whatever, it's always surprising and really, really neat to just know that, you know, we're like people in those countries are listening to us.
Yeah. It's, you know, I go through the list, and I think last time I looked, we're in, like, since the beginning of the month, it was like 30 different countries. And, you know, you look at the where they are and things, and it's really, there's no rhyme or reason for it. I'm just, you know, thankful that people listen, but it's pretty interesting for sure.
Well, we have a lot of really good guests. So, you know, I'm not surprised that they would be interested in the guests that we have, you know, and maybe they find us entertaining or like could be laughing at us, you know, you know, a number of things, and we do offer some insight sometimes and, you know, a little bit of nostalgia thrown in there.
Yep. Last week we had Donnie Most on. That was pretty nostalgic.
Oh, yes. I love that episode. He was so nice, you know,
really, really great
interview. I love that. And, you know, so we're gaining also a lot in our backstory group, you know, on Facebook. So listeners, you can come join us in that group. And, you know, we have polls and song challenges, and you get to find out all about the guests that we're going to have. All, you know, we promote that the whole week.
Yeah.
But we're getting a lot of new people in that group that are commenting and participating in the polls. And one, you know, there's a couple of really interesting ones recently. One of them is about that adults generally work 34 minutes a day, like on household, you know, chores.
I'm sure, and sometimes so, it feels a lot longer than that.
Yes, it does. Like almost every time, really, right?
Does that include laundry?
Well, yeah, we would have to, because laundry is a chore,
Yeah,
dishes
it
is a
does feel
chore.
like laundry takes forever.
Well, so the question was, out of that 34 minutes, how many minutes per day do you think that are attributed to men? And so, we have a fair number of people have said zero, like they don't feel like men, do any of the chores
Well,
that.
in my house, men are the only ones who do anything, so.
Well, I was going to say, otherwise there would be like 0 minutes, period. But, then you got some people that went to the high end and said, 30 to 34 minutes, like pretty much all of it was done by men. So,
Yeah, I don't think that I don't think it's delineated along lines of men or women. I mean, it really just depends on the situation.
I would think that, if one person is staying home and the other person is working outside the home, then the one person that's staying home probably does the 34 minutes that get done.
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, unless they're working from home.
yes, that is, see, that's another, like there's so many variables to this, but I do find the polls interesting just to see how people, perceive the minutes. And so far, no one has guessed the correct answer. So, the actual answer I'm going to go ahead and tell, because that way everybody will find out first here when they listen. 19 minutes. So men are doing 19 minutes of that 34 minutes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
There's
That's pretty good, really.
so let me get this straight. Men are cleaning like 19 minutes a day.
Yes, of the 34 minutes that get done.
So that means that women are cleaning 15 minutes?
Less. Less, yes.
Huh.
I know. Who would have thought, but
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought the number was much higher, as a total. And then as far as men versus women, I mean, I would have guessed that women
well,
cleaned more.
I don't know. Like, if you look at the daily, they're like, I would rather, I guess, or well, I don't know if I would rather. I'd rather not do any of it. But, like, I find myself like on certain days, I will work for a long period of time. And then, another day I might not do anything, basically. Yeah, I mean, that really amounted to anything. So,
Right.
maybe it's just an average, like a weekly average, and they come up with the 34 minutes. Because certainly, I know there's days that I don't do 34 minutes of cleaning. So,
So let's see, 19, let's say 20 minutes a day.
yeah.
So men are cleaning for 2 hours a week, roughly.
Yeah, so and that was the point of this poll, and then they analyzed it, was to show like how much work you, if you were being paid for it, how much you would be earning in a year. So that was the point of the article. However,
Oh,
I
I
just
see.
pulled out, yeah, so I just pulled out the minutes because I thought that was pretty interesting of how it was. How men were 19 minutes of it. So,
Right. What's the going rate for cleaning these days?
oh gosh, I mean, like $15 to $20 an hour, I think.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might not even be able to find anyone to clean.
That is true, yeah.
So, during COVID and, all that kind of thing, I know that was one part of the economy, like people that worked in that were like people didn't want them coming into their homes,
Right.
because COVID. I mean, everybody was afraid. So, that was at that time really, I'm sure that part of the job market did suffer a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Now, another part of our poll that I found really interesting is there was another poll about would people, so there's a list of foods, and it's a list of foods that they have determined people either love or hate.
Right.
You know, like a lot of foods that you might be like, oh, well, it's okay, you know. But then there's probably some foods that you're like, oh, I would not eat that. Like,
right,
I just hate that. So it's those kind of foods, supposedly.
Like vegetables.
And, well, it's some of these are like really interesting because, you know, when I looked at the list, okay, well,
all right. Well, let's do this. Run down the list and I'll give you my answer now.
Anchovies. That was the first one I posted because on that list, like, I hate anchovies. So I'm
that's a big hell no from me.
Yeah. So, but you know, some people in our group love anchovies.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
I mean, well, it surprised me. I was like, how on earth? But anyways, okay. So the next food, coconut. Now, I love coconut.
Yeah. Yeah, coconut's pretty good.
I mean, almond joy, man.
Right, exactly. Those are the best.
I could eat so much coconut, it would make me sick. That's how much I love Okay, pickles. I also love pickles.
It depends on what kind.
Yeah, there's like sweet pickles. I like dill pickles.
I do too, but like I don't, you know, like they have the pickles in a jar that are like whole cucumbers or whatever.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, I'm not a big fan of that.
That is true. Well, and this next one also people did, you know, they broke it down. Licorice.
No, not for me.
Black licorice, most people said they hate it, and red licorice, some people said they loved, so they broke it down further.
Yeah, no, neither one.
I just really, I don't know, to me it tastes like eating plastic or something weird.
Chew on a straw.
You remember those like lips and things that
the wax lips and the bottles.
It's
with
the, like that taste to me is just like, okay, this other one, I'm pretty sure I know how you are about it too. Candy corn.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, I haven't posted that in the group yet, but I would definitely say that is a food that people love or hate.
Yeah, just like jelly beans.
And you don't like jelly beans.
I do not.
Yes, so I do remember that too. All right, mayo. Now, I'd have to say I was surprised that was on the list because I didn't really know that people hated it, like hated. But
well, I mean, I guess for mayonnaise, I mean, like it has to be Hellmann's and it depends what you're doing with it.
Well, I'm not going to eat it by the spoonful.
No, but like, I mean, if you're putting it on like a sandwich, probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're making like tuna.
Yeah, like tuna salad or something.
Yeah.
You need, like there's certain things, I don't know how you would eat them really without that. But
Right. And don't try and give me that Miracle Whip crap.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't even believe it, but my mom and some other members of the family used to eat mayonnaise sandwiches. So.
Well, I guess those were the times.
I would eat a mustard sandwich, so I guess it's not really that different.
Ew.
I know. It's weird, but I would.
Yeesh.
I would not eat a ketchup sandwich.
Yeah, probably not. Unless it has a hamburger between it.
Yeah, well, or french fries and tater tots dipped in it.
On a sandwich?
Well, and two, only certain kinds of ketchup. I mean, some of that is awful.
It's got to be Heinz.
Yes, that's it.
And like normal Heinz. Don't give me the sugar-free, gluten-free, whatever, made with olive oil or whatever. I don't want that crap. I want Heinz ketchup.
Well, they have colored ketchup and everything, right?
Yeah, no, I don't want the green or the purple or any of that crap. Just give me red.
Yeah,
Red Heinz
but
ketchup.
that's right. We're like too old
That's right.
we're chained at this point.
That's right.
Okay, the next one, like mushrooms. I really like mushrooms. I
Yeah,
mean,
I mean, again, it's like what kind and what are you doing with them?
yeah. Well, and some of them, I'd be afraid because you can eat the poison one,
Right,
whatever.
yeah, I guess, yeah. Or
But
the
in
magic
general,
ones, you know.
if I had to pick love or hate, I would go with love more than hate because I
Yeah.
like mushrooms.
I mean, I can eat them for sure.
All right, now this one did surprise me. I put this one in the group today. Olives. Do you know some people hate olives?
Yeah, I'm actually one of them.
Yeah, well, see, I love olives. Say a Greek salad, give me that. But those, I love them.
The only
Get
time I
extra.
eat olives if they're on pizza.
Yeah, it's black olives. I
Right,
always,
and only if I don't see them.
they're disguised under the mushroom. Or...
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm picking them off.
Okay, well, this is the last one, but it also shocked me. White chocolate.
White.
I love white chocolate.
So, is there really any difference in taste between white and dark chocolate, or white and, you know?
A milk chocolate.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. And, I like white chocolate more than the milk chocolate.
Oh, see, there's
Oh.
something wrong with you.
Well, I think we have to have.
Goes without saying.
But I do. I love white chocolate. Now, dark chocolate, I will eat. It's bitter, but I eat that for health benefits, like
Right,
supposedly.
health benefits, yeah.
Yes, well, honestly, I can only eat the little taste of it because it is bitter.
Yeah, I like dark chocolate better than white or milk chocolate.
Wow. Well, I would put the dark chocolate a second, but white chocolate would be my favorite. So,
All righty.
I mean, there's, well, like Snickers, like all the candy bars really have the milk chocolate. So, I don't
Right,
know.
yeah.
But, I mean, there's not much bad chocolate, really. I don't hate any chocolate. Let's just say that.
Unless it's got fruit in it, like, chocolate covered raisins or chocolate covered orange slices or something like that. It's like, bleh.
Oh, or those the Christmas candy boxes that have cordial cherries or whatever.
No.
Yeah, I hate those.
Yeah. That's just wrong. I mean, if it's caramel or something like that, yeah, bring it on.
Yes, or not, the
Yeah.
nougat kinds of, but yes, when that cream, and those are so sweet. Like, honestly, I think you could be diabetic just from eating a half of one. It's horrible. So,
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm just not a fan of chocolate and fruit.
well, the great thing is for people listening is, you can come to our Facebook group and the polls are still up, so you can go and,
Go and
let
vote. Yep.
if you love or hate something. So,
All right. What up? Go ahead. Sorry.
they're probably going to be like, do we love or hate Matt and Kat after this
Yeah.
introduction?
Well, we are an acquired taste.
So we have, our guest today, Mackenzie Phipps.
Yeah.
We've had her as a guest before. She's got a new song, and it's 18 Wheels. It's a tribute to truck drivers, really, but it's told from the perspective of a daughter, a little girl daughter, watching her dad go away.
Right.
Of course, that brought back a lot of memories. I could really relate to that song with my dad being a truck driver and, the sound and all of that. But you just, I don't know, you don't forget the sound of it and all of that as the truck's pulling away because you know, And yeah, and the dad, of course, in this song dies. So it's very hard. It was very hard for me to listen to, like, not, you know, that I didn't enjoy the song and the meaning, but it's an emotional song. So I definitely was sucked into that part of it. So yeah. I really have a lot of questions, you know, about the writing of it and, you know, is it from her, you know, her own experience or that kind of thing.
Yeah. I want to find out if she likes white chocolate or not.
Okay, listeners, do you see how we went from
Yeah. Quite the segue.
Yeah, well, you know, chocolate is good, like I said. There's no bad chocolate.
Yeah. Before we go and talk to Mackenzie, is there anything else that we want to talk about? Let's see.
Well, you know, we've, like, this, I've got a new show with Mystery Meat starting. It's going to be in April. April's a big month coming up for me.
Right.
And I know that March, you know, next week's episode is on St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, yes, that's true. Yeah.
And that's a big day for you.
Yeah.
Like a lot of events in your life have happened on that day. So,
yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. You know, it's 16 years since brain surgery. And,
yeah.
Also, and we had
your play reading, you know, on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yeah.
Yeah, in Winchester, Kentucky.
So. Yep. And then, that's also my mother's birthday.
Yes.
And, what else happened that day?
So, you know, a lot of stuff on that day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and see, I kept right up with it. So.
Yeah. I totally forgot about it. That's next Sunday, huh? Mm.
Well, it's good. One of us is like, you know, the calendar.
Yes. Yeah. It is good.
Now you can keep up with April for me. So.
Yeah. Hmm.
My mom's birthday is April 1st, so we can start with that.
Your mother was born on April Fool's Day?
Yes, she was.
Hmm.
I know. It's quite the day to...
Yes. April. Say if you're listening.
I know. She, you know, well, you can imagine, like, all the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Your birthday. So.
What did she say about me? There was a video that you did when she was in the van and you're asking her about.
Yeah, she was, you know, like, so it was after Love and Jello and she had read it. I was asking her, like, you know, was anything surprising about it? She was like, yeah, that Matt wrote it. Like, you know. Why did you think he was a dumbass? Like, no, I didn't think that. So he could write.
Well, that made two of us. So.
So, but you know, she loved that book and she loved your writing.
So. Yeah. So I've been writing on another project that I have going on. And,
yes, we definitely should mention that because it is great. Heart-shaped box.
Yes, that is the working title. I don't know if that's going to be the final one, but
that's
what I started with. So
it's a good title.
Yeah. I don't remember what so that was like a Valentine's Day thing. It was a writing contest, and you had to
and they give you, you know, different prompts that you could, like, choose or whatever.
And that one was, like, write about something in a heart-shaped box or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we both took that, and, you know, I wrote, like, a really short story, like, three pages or something, and
right,
and you wrote like a novel.
I did, yeah. So I think that was like last year that I started that, and
yeah,
I kind of
not last year.
It wasn't last year.
The year before.
Really?
Yeah, you were. You know, in Pennsylvania last year, Sam.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, all right. Cool. Well, yeah, I started that 2 years ago, apparently. And I just recently picked it up and started writing, and I'd been thinking about it. And so that story's coming along. I would say I'm probably 2/3 done. And yeah, we'll figure out what to do with that next when it is done.
Well, obviously publish it.
Yeah, but I mean, I have a plan for publishing, so
well,
I don't really want to get into that yet, but I will put it out, and you know, hopefully it'll be done in I'm hoping in another few weeks I'll finish it.
Well, I cannot wait to, read the rest.
You've already read the ending. I sent that to you the other day.
Well, I still want to see, the filler stuff, too. I want to read every word, so.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting story, so.
For sure, yeah. And people will love it, because, I don't like to read. Like it sucks me right in. I can't put it away. So
yeah.
I have to, because I run out of, you stop writing, then I'm like, no,
Yeah.
You just do that to be mean. Like you stop right at the time.
Yeah, I usually stop because I have to go to bed, or you know, got something else to do or whatever. So that's why I stop. But it just so happens that I stop when you're into the story. So
yes, exactly. So I don't know, listeners, if that's true or not, but
yeah, I am pretty good at twists and turns in a story, and and cliffhangers. So
yes, for sure,
this one will be more of the same. I started that in Love and Jello where you couldn't really guess where the story was going, and this one is more of the same, I would say.
Yes, it is. And, there is romance in the other one too, but, it's a little bit more, detailed in this one, I think. And
yeah. So. And then there's, also some characters from Love and Jello may show up in this book.
Yes, they could happen too.
Yeah. Well, anyway, enough of that. Let's talk to Mackenzie and find out what food she likes or doesn't like, or, talk about her new song and see what else she's been up to. Because it's been, 2 years now?
Yeah, I think so. And, we'll just work food somehow into the, podcast. We'll,
Yeah, if you think about it, it's like, I think it's probably mentioned in almost every one.
Yeah, we just have a way, with that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think we have talked about food in almost every podcast.
Well, there are worse things we could talk about.
That is true. Anyway, let's talk to Mackenzie.
All right, let's do it. Mackenzie, I want to welcome you back to Backstory Sessions. It's so good to get to talk to you again.
Oh, well, thank y'all so much again for speaking with me. I've been very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, so it looks like it's probably been like almost a year. I think it was April of last year when we talked with you. So first, I want to say happy birthday month to you.
Thank you very much.
You know, everybody should have a whole month, I feel like, for birthdays. And also, you get an extra birthday day this month, being leap year, so.
Yeah, and I love my birthday because it is 2 days after Valentine's Day, so I get extra chocolate.
Well, that is super. And, you know, you had a song that released on your birthday, was it?
Yes, ma'am, it was. This is my current single, and it is called 18 Wheels.
And I want to talk about that because I'm going to tell you about my first listening experience with it and all of that. But, you know, I wanted to start a little bit about, since it's been almost a year, just to get everything caught up and the listeners too. So I just wrote some, you know, little things to get your response to about what the year's been like. So if you think about, you know, kind of like, well, we can go back to February of last year till now. What's been the most incredible thing that's happened in this year?
Oh my gosh. Well, especially from February last year, one big thing that occurred not only in my personal life, but as well as my career was I moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, that's pretty cool, don't you think?
Yeah. How are you liking it there?
Oh, I absolutely love it. There's so many different things to do. You know, there's so many places to eat at, to shop at, different places to explore and new people to meet always. So it's definitely been a change compared to my small city, well, my small town life in Louisville, Virginia, but I've been loving every minute of it.
Well, I am just so excited. And that's, you know, for your career is really a great place to be too. So I'm very happy to hear that you've been able to make that change in the past year. All right. Thinking again about the year, what's been the hardest thing for you?
Oh, well, that's a great question. You know, I've actually been very fortunate to not have many issues as far as with last year. And, you know, definitely being away from my family was a difficult decision to deal with, especially with moving to Nashville. But this year in 2024, I've been splitting up my time between Tennessee and Virginia when it comes to shows. So I actually do get to go back home pretty much every single month and visit with my family, and I get to spend time with my friends before we head back on to Tennessee. So, but other than that, I mean, I've been very fortunate to not have to deal with anything negative.
Great. And let's hope that, you know, you can keep saying that year after year. What has been the most unexpected thing?
Oh, definitely, you know, especially when I have released some of these songs, not really knowing all that there was to getting songs released, especially songs that I've never written before. I mean, we'd have some issues as far as with maintaining licensing for the songs and everything like that. So that was definitely something new, as I had never recorded pitched songs before. You know, I've always recorded songs that my backup singer and guitarist have written for me, or songs that I have written. So that was definitely something that was different for me to be working with.
Yes, talk about that a little bit with the listeners, because, you know, I sometimes think that, you know, people just listen to music and they think, okay, you know, anybody can just like sing any song that they want to or record any song that they want to. But that's not the way it works, right?
No, all I've got to say is, you know, especially these songs, if you have not written them, they were pitched to you by well-known songwriters out there in the industry. I mean, they deserve recognition, and they also get cuts and stuff of any kind of streaming profits that you get. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that everything was correct when it came to licensing, and you never want to do anything wrong by any means. And, you know, it was definitely a learning experience for all of myself and my team.
Great. I mean, so that, you know, and in that way, like an unexpected thing has really, you know, turned out to probably be beneficial for many years to come for you. And it sort of ties into the next thing. You know, what is the thing this year that you've learned?
I have learned to just really put everything into the Lord's hands, because there may be times where you think things aren't going to work out and that everything is just going to be falling apart. And I have just really tried so hard to implement that into my day-to-day life in regards to, you know, if I'm stressed or I'm having any kind of personal problems or problems with my career or anything like that. I just love to put it in the Lord's hands because I know at the end of the day, whatever I'm doing is what he thinks is the best and it is out of my hands. I mean, he's paving the way for me every single day and I just have to trust in him that he will do whatever he feels is best for me.
And that I'm sure brings comfort to you as you go through the day-to-day activities.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Well, now I really do want to talk about 18 wheels. So, you know, I mean, when you look at titles, like, you know, always if we're going to interview someone and I see, you know, their new single or whatever, you know, I look at the title and I start thinking, you know, what's this going to be like? Is this going to be, you know, something that draws me in or, you know, something I think I will like? So I suspected it was going to be about a truck, you know, in some way, probably. What I did not expect was that it was going to be about the singer, you know, in this case, you know, about the dad, the focus being the dad. And so I'd have to say I cried the first time I listened to it a lot because...
Okay.
Yes, because my dad drove a truck, and, you know, he's since passed away. And so many of the things like about being the best friend and all of those lyrics really resonated with me. And, you know, even though it's tears because I miss my dad so much, you know, I think it's really speaks to the power of the song that it can, you know, that I could connect with it in that way. And I'm sure that many people will connect with it from a lot of different angles. But for me, that was my connection. And you know, I love this song. So now I want to know like all about it. You know, what's the backstory? Who wrote it? What inspired it? So just, you know, tell me all about that.
Yes. Well, first off, I'm very sorry to hear about your father's passing. And I very much appreciate all of his hard work and dedication that he had devoted being on the road. And I'm glad that you were able to personally relate to the song in your own way, as that was one of the main reasons we wanted to release the song, was because not only was the overall meaning of the song to be, you know, we just appreciate all of the hard work and the sacrifices that our truck drivers in today's world makes to be able to not only provide for them, but to provide for everybody in America. And how this song came about was my backup singer and guitarist, Shane Begley. We got the opportunity to perform at the 50th Mid-America Trucking Show anniversary that was held in Louisville, Kentucky, going on, gosh, I think it's 2 years now. And my PR had thought, you know, what if you wrote a song about truckers in honor of them since you're playing for this anniversary event? And my aunt had actually suggested it too. So Shane, he is a phenomenal songwriter, musician, singer. I mean, he can write a song about anything and everything that you tell him. And this song came very easily to him, he told me. And he just wanted to write some kind of storyline that could be very emotional for the individual listening to it to relate to, and as if they were actually in that scenario. And he had written, for those that have not listened to the song yet, he wrote the song about basically, he said he envisioned a little girl and her family, and her dad was a truck driver and he was always on the road. And he talks about the different kind of hardships that the dad has being on the road, you know, talking about mama did her best with daddy on the road. And it was a very difficult time because, I mean, I don't think people really put into perspective, these truckers are leaving their families for a length of time throughout the year. And it's got to be something difficult for them to deal with. And I do think that's why a lot of them turn to actually getting animals to ride along with them so that they're just not alone. And I am just really hoping that when people listen to this song, that they are able to really get the picture of the storyline into their heads. And at the end of the day, really realize, you know, I do need to be more appreciative of truck drivers in the world. And whenever I go and see one on the road, I should thank them for all their hard work and dedication.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking like now at least you know, can stay in touch through like, you know, cell phones. You can at least see the person and, you know, talk with them a bit more. when I was growing up and with my dad, you know, they had like a CB, or, you know, that was like how, I mean, that was the extent of communication, is him being able to talk with other truckers or whatever through CB radio. So, you know, it is very difficult when you have to be away from your family, and then, you know, for them, like not being me, not being able to see my dad while he's away. You know, I do think this is just a great song to put all that in perspective. But I loved the fact that it was told from the daughter point of view. And, you know, I think often that's the case where, you know, daughters are just close with their dads, just have that special relationship. So the song really, you know, if he was looking for the story or the person that would resonate with, you know, easily could have been pulled from me. That's the way I felt when I heard it. So
I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah. Were you close with your dad? Like, did you relate personally to the song like I did?
Yeah, so my dad, he is actually a nurse. He's been a nurse for going on, gosh, I think over 20 years now. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that he has a job to where he can come home at the end of the day, and we all get to see him and spend time with him. And although I don't personally relate to the song, especially like you do, I do think that Shane did a very good job at just writing the song to where you are put into that little girl's shoes and you are relating to everything that she was going through, you know, talking about hearing the diesel engine and sitting in his seat while he was gone. And I hope people out there, you know, especially if they don't have anybody in their life that was a truck driver, at least they'll be able to put themselves in that position as if they did have somebody in their life that was a trucker.
Yeah, and I think even more so is like the person that's lost their dad. You know, that'll just be an extra layer of how someone might relate to the song, regardless of the, you know, of the job that their dad might have done. So it's just really a beautiful song on so many levels. You know, Matt, from a writing perspective, you know, like how difficult it is to write that thing that people feel like, you know, is their story. So, you know, what are your thoughts on a song that can capture all of that?
I mean, all about the story for sure. I really enjoy listening to songs that tell a story, and it sounds like this one does. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Mackenzie, do you write at all, or are you collaborating on writing and that sort of thing?
I do write. Actually, the very last song that we're going to be releasing here that will officially wrap up my EP, I did co-write on with Shane. And when I actually get back into studio here in the next couple of months, the next two songs that I'm going to be recording are songs that I solely wrote by myself. So I'm very much looking forward to sharing those with everybody just to give them a little taste of how my songwriting goes.
What kind of songs do you tend to lean towards? Are they like the story type, or are they like, you know, heartbreak kind of things? Or
so, you know, topics kind of vary, because I used to really write solely about personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've moved to Nashville, I've kind of been inspired by other artists and hearing them and their writing abilities. And I've started to tread away a little bit from personal experience and just write something that comes to my mind that I feel maybe people out there will enjoy, whether it's for something that they could relate to or whether it's something that they can find relatable if they've never encountered the certain event. But I've definitely been trying to branch out a little bit more to just writing what comes to my mind.
Kat, what kind of song would you write?
Well, yeah, I mean, so usually to me, songs come in like a phrase or something that I hear that triggers like,
right.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be a plot twist? So I like songs that are unexpected, you know. So I would definitely, I know that my songwriting would be a twist on something. You know, as far as the type I like to listen to, I like these stories that I, you know, the ones that I relate to that that touch my heart in some way, whether it's like making me, you know, like have heartbreak or regret or, you know, whatever it is. I like emotion, like power ballads and ballads in general.
And which, rap, of course.
What?
And rap, of course, because you're a bunny rapper.
Oh, yeah. there's no bad music, really. You know, I really do love, like, all genres of music. Like, there's just something I can find that I like in every kind. But, you know, that's, like, the hair band.
Yeah. So, Mackenzie, are you playing out a lot, or are you doing a lot of shows?
Yes. Yeah, so for the entirety of 2024, I've managed to get 85 shows booked.
Wow.
And like I said, I'll be splitting my time between Tennessee and Virginia because, you know, I'm still fairly new to Tennessee. I'm still trying to grow my fan base and get connected with people. And I've been doing shows throughout Virginia for years, and I have a very good foundation built there. So I definitely didn't want to play in Virginia because we have a really good time playing back there. So people can go to my website at mackenziephipps.com and check out where I'll be, and maybe our paths will meet.
Yeah, and I am going to share that with the listeners because I've noticed that you're, you know, we're really lucky to get to speak with you because you're pretty booked up. You stay pretty busy with your tour.
Yeah, I've always been one of those people where I'd rather be very busy than not be doing anything at all. And, you know, that's kind of gotten in the way as far as, you know, I haven't had a vacation in like so long. But I mean, I love doing music and I love going out and playing for people and interacting with everybody. So it's definitely not anything that I don't not want to be doing.
So your song, You Bring the Beer, I'll Bring the Noise. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. So another song that Shane had wrote, and this song actually came last minute into our repertoire that we were doing in recording because we had had five and then we were like, you know what, we need to come up with one more upbeat song. So I had asked him, I was like, you know, write a song about me, and he decided to write about my upbringing in Virginia. But we were trying to figure out what we could add into the mix for individuals out there that have never been to Virginia to resonate with the song, so we just threw beer into the mix.
Beer makes everything better.
Yes. Toby Keith always said that.
Yeah. That's funny.
So do you bring the noise?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
So the song then, does it resonate with you and how life was, you know, growing up in Virginia?
Yes, he did a very good job at capturing where I'm from because, you know, he actually lived in West Virginia. So he knew of Bluefield. Of course, that's how we met. But he knew all about Bluefield and he knew about all of our different mountains and our simple living and everybody knowing everybody kind of vibe. So he did a very good job at capturing what my hometown really is like.
Interesting. So what's it like when you go back to your hometown? Do you have a concert day? Like, you know, what do they do to celebrate your success?
Oh, well, you know, every time I go back to my hometown, I'm usually doing shows and people always try their very best to see where I'm going to be. And they come out and support and they listen. And I mean, my hometown has always been one of my biggest supporters. They've always known me as so-and-so's daughter or so-and-so's granddaughter and so forth. And they have always been very appreciative and supportive of my love for music.
And that is a great thing to come from a supportive community like that. So how do you think that shaped you as far as being an artist? What did you gain from growing up in a small town that was close and supportive?
I mean, Bluefield was just a town where everybody knew everybody. And, you know, there was never any surprise that I was in music because, I mean, even from the start of me being in elementary school, you know, everybody knew that I was the girl that could sing. They were all very much aware of it. I would go and play at places when I was just 14 years old. And they just always talk about it's so nice to see somebody like myself and as well as other people that are from around my town going out and making their dreams come true and shining light on our small town, just showing that, you know, people from a small town, they can still accomplish very great things.
And you have done that, and you're living your dream right now. So, you know, if we talk to you again in a year from now, what do you hope this next year brings?
Oh, you know, I'm just hoping that more and more people find my music and that they're able to relate to a song in their own way, and that hopefully I can start branching out more and more across the U.S. and meeting new people and taking new opportunities, and hopefully everybody out there will know of me.
So since you've moved to Nashville, have you just, you know, been at the grocery store, someplace common, and ran into, you know, somebody that's like your music idol or music, you know, crush or something like that? Have you seen anybody just walking around the grocery?
Yes, I did. I had went to Walmart one time with Shane, and we were looking at the salads, and I looked at him and I said, I'm telling you right now, I swear on everything that is Ashley McBride. And he was like, you're just saying that because that woman has a streak in her hair. That's not her. And I told him, I said, I am telling you with everything, every fiber of my being, that is her. And he was like, well, I'm going to go ask. And he went over and he asked, and it was her. And I was shell-shocked because, you know, I've met some very incredible celebrities in my life. And, you know, I'm definitely a talker. So I had no problem going up and speaking with them and taking pictures and shaking hands and so forth. But when I went up to that woman, it was a deer in headlights. I could not speak. I was just like, oh, my God, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Oh, my God, she's right here. She's a living creature. And I felt so dumb with myself afterwards because, you know, I'm not saying anything. So she's trying to make small talk. And she's like, you know, I really love avocados. You know, they're in season. And my dumb self, I look at her and I'm like, well, I don't like avocados. And I go and I get in that car with him and I just look to him and I said, I am such an idiot. I was like, if that woman told me to eat an avocado every day, by golly, I would do it.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, yeah, I am praying for the day that I get to reconnect with that woman and say, I apologize for my stupidity.
I really do love avocados.
Yes. I tell her ever since then, I've eaten an avocado in memory of you.
Well, how did Shane act with her? Was he a deer in the headlights too?
No, he was just trying to talk to her, but bless his heart. Oh, my gosh. I love him to death. So he... He has issues with names sometimes, right? So he knows 100% who my celebrity crush is. And this may shock everybody. My celebrity crush, I've had a crush on this man since I was 13 years old.
Give us a clue and see if we can guess.
There's no way you'll get it.
Give us one chance.
Okay. Food Network.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. This man, oh my gosh, he has been my celebrity crush since I was like 13 years old, right? So Shane is very much aware that he is my celebrity crush, but Shane sometimes has issues remembering whose name goes with who, right? So if you ask him, you're like, who is Mackenzie's celebrity crush? He may tell you Dave Ramsey. Because he mixes up names so bad. And I remember we got in the car and he looked at me and he said, I am so glad I didn't go up to that woman and ask if it was Martina McBride. And I told him, I said, had you done that, I would have left your butt at Walmart. I would have had secondhand embarrassment and walked away. I mean, he cracks me up. I love him to death, but he cracks me up. But yeah, when the next time I meet that woman, I'm going to talk to her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised she's in Walmart, but hey.
Would you like to sing with her?
Yes.
Is someone that you admire her music as well?
I do, 100%. I I have loved her since the moment I actually, the first time I ever saw her was she was an opening act for Miranda Lambert. And this was back in, gosh, I think it was back in like 2018, 2019. And she was an opening act and I had heard her doing Girl Going Nowhere. And I really related to that song so much. And from that point on, I've always followed her musical journey. And I mean, gosh, she did Lindyville. And that was one of the most elaborate albums I've ever heard. I'm not an album person, really. I just listen to songs that come up on my Pandora or that'll be just resonating around with people and stuff. But I, as soon as Lindyville came out, I listened to it and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is so clever. And nobody's thinking of stuff like that. So she's an amazing person and she's so awesome. And I just hope one day I get to re-meet her.
And she loves avocados.
Yes. Yes. I will eat avocado toast every day.
Oh, that's so funny. Great story, by the way.
Great story. Great backstory. So, you know, I do hope in this coming year that that's something that you get to revisit, that you, you know, run into her again and maybe there will be a duet come out sometime.
Maybe. I pray.
Yeah. Well, we are so happy that you came by and shared, you know, your new song, 18 Wheels. I really will not forget that song. And we can't wait to see, you know, what does happen in the new year for you.
Well, thank you so much again for speaking with me today. I appreciate it and very glad that you enjoyed the song and that you related to it. And I hope everybody out there will go check out 18 Wheels and follow me on any socials. I'm available on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
And we definitely will be posting your touring concert schedule so that, you know, any listeners that are near can come. And even if they're not near, maybe they'll be traveling through at that time. Because you are, as you said, you know, 85 tour dates. It's going to take you through like a lot of this year. So you know, there's a good chance that most of the listeners will be close to you at some point.
Yeah. And they can come on out and we will have a ball. Guarantee it.
And if we happen to talk to Ashley McBride, we'll put in a good word for you.
Oh my God, please do. Tell her I'll buy her all the avocados.
And maybe even Martina. If we talk to her, yep. You never know.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us and come back and see us again.
Yes. Well, thank you all so much again. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Take care. As always, if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, you can send those to Kat at irateplays@outlook.com. Or you can write to me at backstorysessions@gmail.com or matt@level11ventures.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.